In 1945, Samuel Evans is barely alive in a pit in a car skidded off the red road. He is desperately clinging to consciousness. The ambulance comes and it eases him in. The hospital nurses are black-haired and thin. They give him a lemon to suck on. Sensation returns to his body. He shouts aloud,
begins experimenting by putting anti-drug messages on all its packaging. Now, coming as this does from a corporation dedicated to providing children with extreme sensation, be it psychedelic packaging or violent foodstuffs, the sentiment rings with a hollow tone. And luckily for the collective consciousness, and indeed the species, no one is fooled. Children everywhere, sing this song. If life wasn't so exciting, maybe drugs wouldn't seem quite so inviting. If life wasn't so exciting, maybe drugs wouldn't seem quite so inviting. So blame life, don't blame the drugs. Don't blame the drugs. You can blame Groucho Marx, but don't blame the drugs. You can blame Albert Ayler, but don't blame the drugs. Oh, you can blame Missy Elliott, but don't blame the drugs. You can blame skateboarding, but don't blame the drugs.